Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. Very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, C. Nagatani Farms. Thank you so much, Allison, for the amazing pistachios. Absolutely incredible. C. Nagatani Farms. You could buy C. Nagatani Farms through some incredible vendors. My favorite is most definitely ARO Pistachios. Thank you. Now, very important, with making chocolate, we have to always remember that this is a very delicate cooking. Temperatures, things have to be precise in order us, if we want to get a quality product, in order for us to do it, we have to work really, really diligently. But I will give you some tips that are going to make you a chocolate master. So let's get started. So the very first thing I'm going to do is we're going to make an abuelita chocolate truffle. Now, abuelita is a cinnamon milk, cinnamon dark chocolate. It's really, really chalky, but when it melts down beautiful. So what I do with my abuelita to start off is we're going to take 2 cups of the abuelita milk, Mexican chocolate. We're going to put that into a double boiler like we've always cooked. Whenever we're cooking with chocolate, remember, we never go directly into a pot. Very, very dangerous. We're going to go ahead and add 1 cup of heavy cream to that, and we're going to let that really smooth down. What that's going to actually become for us is a ganache. Now, ganache is just a fancy way of saying creamy, creamy chocolate. Now, what I'm going to do is once we have that mixture, I'm going to put that in the fridge for about 2 hours. And it's very, very important because what we're going to do is we're going to take it, we're going to roll it into little balls, and we're going to dust that in cocoa powder. And I like to use the light cocoa powder. Definitely, whenever we're using any kind of cocoa powder, we always want to make sure we're using fresh cocoa powder because cocoa powder gets very, very bitter if it sits too long on the shelf. So you always want to use cocoa powder fresh when you can. And we're also going to take some ground Arabica bean coffee. And I just want to ground it up really, really nicely, mix that with the cocoa powder, and then we're going to take that beautiful abuelita chocolate truffle. We're going to go ahead and run it through there nice and beautiful, dust it up gorgeously, and then carefully put that back in the fridge for about another hour. And these are incredible. If you're giving them to your husband, giving them to your wife, they are so, so good and so, so simple to make. And that's what we really want to do, is really encourage everyone to get out there and make something new. From this and many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give me a like on my Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, The Untamed Chef. And I'm on Instagram at UntamedChef777. And just send me an email from my website if you have any questions at all.